Connecticut has joined in a $26 billion multi-state opioid settlement with four pharmaceutical companies. WSHU's Abong Adama reports Connecticut will receive about $300 million.
Connecticut Attorney General William Tong says it's the second largest cash settlement since the multi-state tobacco settlement deal in the 1990s. He says it would go a long way to help communities with the abatement of opioid addiction.
It is a strong amount of money to try to help where help is so much needed, and it does provide some justice to families across Connecticut, across the country, that have lost so much.
New York is to receive $1.5 billion. Attorney General Letitia James says the money won't bring back lost lives. The settlement is with drug distributors Cardinal, McKesson, and AmerisourceBergen, and drug manufacturer Johnson & Johnson. Ebong Udama, WSH News.